night sun. And where have you been, my darling young one? I stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what did you see, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. Rains are gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sounds of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where the hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. Where black is the color when none is the number. And I tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I stand on the ocean until I start sinking. And I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Bob, as you sing that one, it seems to be the whole world rolled into one. You said earlier, before you began to sing it, each one of the lines, each one of the images could be a song in itself.
Yeah, it's a song. Every
song. You know, I asked you to sing that live rather than the disc. I had this letter from a kid who's about your age. He's about 21, 22. This came about because he was asking, you know, on this program, wondering about what this new generation is really thinking of. We hear so much. And it's an interesting, at the very end he says, you know, America's heard the story of the bright straight-A student, the fraternity leading good guy Charlie, the young victim of discrimination, but there's a quiet group that remains, one that has no overwhelming crusade that is outwardly to make, but one that is uneasily discontent. Thoughtfully restless, young people of this sort may eventually be determiners of future directions. But then there's something he said earlier, I can't find the sentence. That's why I ask you, he says, outwardly we seem to be cool, outwardly, but there's a rage inside us, you see. Now you were singing that outwardly very easily and casually. So that's why I wanted to see you sing it. But oh boy, the fire of the words that you sang.
I got a friend who wrote a book called $100 Misunderstanding. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's around Chicago. But it's about this straight-A college kid, you know, fraternity guy, mm-hmm. and a Negro, a 14-year-old Negro prostitute. And it's got two dialogues and in the same book. One dialogue in one chapter, and the other chapter follows with this is exactly what he's thinking and what he does.
Yeah.
You know, in the next chapter is her view of him. Uh-huh. You know, and the whole book goes
like
that.
Yeah, I heard of this book. Gotta think it's in the...
This guy, Bob Gover, wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would explain a lot too. That's one of the the hip more hip things nowadays, I guess. Besides, I mean, it actually comes out and states something that's actually true. You know, that's what it thinks about. Where I don't know if this fellow that wrote in the letter was thinking about crusades, and this guy who wrote it, you can't label him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he's unlabelable. He's that's the word.
You know, back in the 30s, in the 1930s, you know, there were young people feeling passionately, you know, under one label or another, do you see? But they were more or less pigeonholed. But what you stand for, it seems, the fellow wrote this letter and the guy who wrote that book, they belong to nobody but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we know something is there. You know, outwardly we say, cool, mm-hmm. cool. I suppose you have to be that because the chips on the table are so blue.
Well, maybe it's just the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Maybe you have to belong to yourself, you know. And I think maybe in 1930, from talking with Woody and Pete and some other people that I know there, seems like everything then was good and bad and black and white and easy to see. And wherever you only had one or two, and you stand on one side, you know people are either for you or against you, or with you or behind you or whatever you have, you know. Nowadays, it's just, I don't know how it got that way, but it doesn't seem so simple or more than two sides, you know, it's not black and white anymore.
Something you said earlier, something you wrote, you belong to yourself, that's true. At the same time, you can't help but be connected
mm-hmm.
with everybody else, which I suppose is why you write these songs. But take this one you sang, this one that I think will be a classic, This Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Even though it may have come out of your feelings about atomic rain at the same
time. No, it wasn't Atomic Rain. No,
well, go ahead.
Somebody else thought that too.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not Atomic Rain.
Go ahead.
It's just a hard rain. It's
hard
not Atomic
rain.
Rain. No, it's not the Fallout Rain.
No,
it isn't that at all. Well, somebody else I think said that someplace.
Well, go ahead. When you say a hard rain, what do you mean? Although
I just mean that some sort of end that's just got to happen, you know, which is very easy to see, but everybody doesn't really, it doesn't seem like, it seems like you're overlooking it. Well, it's bound to happen, you know, it's bound to happen. It seems like it's, well, it's although it, I don't, I'm not talking about that hard rain, meaning the atomic rain, it seems to me like the bomb is a god in some sort of a way. It's more of a god, people worship it, actually. You have to be nice to it, you know. You have to be careful what you say about it. You know, people work on it. They go 6 days a week and work on it. You have other people designing it. You know, it's a whole new.
They're all pretty good people too in everyday
life.
Yeah.
I don't believe they're bad people. No, I don't. Well, just like the guy that killed this fellow hitchhiking through Alabama. You know, the guy that killed him. You can ask
who
me.
Who might
anything.
Be the Stark?
Yeah. I forget
we
his
don't
name.
Know if he did, but it's the
yeah. Or who might be?
Well,
oh,
be
I'm
guy.
Not even saying I even know who it is. Yeah,
might be. Yeah.
Even if it's not him, if it's somebody else,
yeah.
You know, the fellow that actually shot the bullet, and you can't really say that. You know, you can't ask for nothing more awful. I mean, shot right in the back, and even that guy, you know, when you see something like that, I've seen so many people before I got to New York. You know, that are good people, that maybe are poor, you know, maybe a little poor. And there are other people telling them, you know, that why they're poor, you know, and who made it so that they are poor. And to take their minds off that they are poor, they have to pick out, they have to pick a, you know,
but you
a
do believe, Bob, in good and evil.
Oh, sure.
I mean, there is a basic good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you do from the songs you write.
Yeah, I think the evil doesn't really come. The evil is the cause, you know.
But you know what I mean? One of the lines that got me earlier, you said things are not quite as simple as they were. The executioner's face is always well hidden. That's one of the lines of your song.
Well,
that song you sang.
All over the place is hidden. It's not, it doesn't, yeah.
It's, what is it that, where so, again, this comes out in your song, it's so impersonal, huh?
Yeah.
It's more impersonal today. But you keep on writing these songs. You don't believe, well, I'm asking you what you don't believe or do believe. You said it's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Well, I hate to think that anything is going to happen, but at least I recognize that it could happen. And what's going to happen? It's got to be there's got to be an explosion of some kind. The hard rain is going to fall is in the last verse. When I say where the pellets of poison are flooding the waters, that means all the lies, you know, all the lies that people get told in their radios and their newspapers, and which all you have to do is just think for a minute, you know, and try to take people's brains away, you know, which maybe it's been done already. I don't know, maybe I hate to think it's been done, but all the lies, which is I consider poison, you know.
Well, certainly my generation, let's say, the one I'm 50, be 51 soon, my generation, I think, has had it. I mean, I'm talking about you now and your friends, all your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Through many of this, of the early 20s, 19, 20, 21, how many feel as you do?
Oh, there's an awful lot of them. Well, I know that I don't know. You ask my friends, you know, my friends, I'm a friend, you know.
I don't mean just your circle. I mean, in your, because you've traveled a good deal.
Oh, well, I can tell you something about friends. I got to tell you about people I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
I know, you know, mm-hmm. since I've been, you know, 4 and 5, and the same kind of people I knew when I was 10 and 12. It was a little small town people, you know, and I grew up
this
with these people.
This was in Hibbing, Minnesota,
yeah,
in Iron Ore County.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and some other places I lived,
mm-hmm.
but before I finally split, you know, mm-hmm. for good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these people were my friends. I went to school with them. I lived with them. I played with them, you know. I ate with them, you know. You know, we did good things, bad things. We went through all kinds of things together. And, well, you know, I as I stand here right now, the last time I saw any of them was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, there's either me or them has changed, you know.
What's happened to them?
Well, they still seem to be the same old way, you know. Like, when they see me, they heard I was in New York, you know. And they have words like, I can just tell by conversation, yeah. Little conversation, that they still have a feeling that isn't really free, you know. It's not a free feeling that they have. They still have a feeling tied up, where it's tied up in the town, in their parents, in the newspapers that they read, which go out to maybe 5,000 people, which they don't have to go out of town. The world's very small. You don't have to, really. If you leave one town, in another town, it's the same thing.
Same thing. So there's a kind of a sameness, too, that you see. That may not have been the case.
I don't put them down. I'm not putting them down. I just don't, you know, I've never really said to say that my road and theirs is just is different. It's not the same. It's like a lot of them are married. Maybe some are going to school, you know. Some are working, you know, just working. And they're just a different. They're still there, though. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but what are they thinking? They want.
They're not thinking. They're not thinking they're about not, the same things I'm thinking about.
They're not thinking what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's I guess.
You spoke of those pellets on the water, haven't you? Early, you spoke of those poison pellets on the water. Uh-huh. Whether maybe it hit them too, maybe, or has
it? Oh yeah, it has. It hit me.
Hit you?
It hit me.
Yeah.
It hit me. I just got out of it. You know, mm-hmm. if I just got out of it, that's all.
Well, as you're talking, I think your songs, as well as your words right now, tell the story of your feelings, Bob. Some more of these. One, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Well, that one, that's the, yeah.
That, which one?
That's the song I wrote. Oh. I wrote that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost a nail, though. I don't think I can play or scrape it.
Oh, that's a difficult one to play.
Not a difficult one to play. I just lost his nail here. It's going to bust off any minute, you know.
Yeah.
I might need it.
Yeah.
I'd like to play that.
Well, which is one that, as we're talking right now, you know, about your friends or about yourself.
Oh, you want to hear one like
that? Yeah, is there a song that, in fact, this could be sort of our pattern, I think, you know. You can make the song italicize what you're saying, you see. Because pretty much your song and your spoken word go hand in hand, or hand on string. We should point out that this is Friday morning, and Bob is at a new place called The Bear. The Bear is where Leglone once was, isn't that right? I think it was. So he'll be playing that just Friday night. Yeah, it was last night, and then Friday night? No, it wasn't. Just one night. It was last night. However, Hugh, we hope soon there'll be a concert of Bob's in Chicago.